Hello and welcome to Campus Connection, KOSU's weekly visit with Oklahoma State University President Burns Hargis. And Burns, I want to start with the annual OSU Transportation Services Bus Rodeo Obstacle Course. You and Ann were among the celebrity contestants along with our own Ben Allen. And Burns, all I can say is it was a case of orange cone carnage.
It really was. I thought I'd be a lot better bus driver. I have new respect, believe me, for our bus drivers and our whole transit area. It just was so much fun, but so hard. I mean, maneuvering those big behemoths around through those little cones, and as you say, there were a lot of casualties. And the worst was the fact that Ann Hargis, the first cowgirl, won the whole thing, and I came in a distant fourth. I was a casualty.
Well, and then our own Ben Allen brought up the rear.
Oh, thank goodness for Ben Allen. I mean, he is a very nice young man and was very kind not to beat me. And Steve Spradling, who's head of that area, and his team just did a great job. I was really proud of them, and I really appreciate the highlighting of the excellent drivers that we have on campus.
Well, let's turn to other events on campus. A busy week last week, Burns, and it was highlighted with a live webcast with students last week, and technology sure is evolving, isn't it?
It certainly is, but it's evolving in a great way. It's a wonderful opportunity for me to have a dialogue with the students real time to answer their questions and to also, or at least most of their questions, some of which I couldn't answer, and also to get their ideas about things. And Ashley Leonard and Kyle Buthold just did a great job. That's the STA president and vice president in interviewing me. I think they've got a real future in television.
You said that you didn't get stumped on any questions. Were there any surprising questions to you?
Well, they asked me if I'd get a tattoo if we win the national championship. And I said I would if I could wipe it off after New Year's.
Well, Burns, let's turn to the student union. Things getting busier and busier there. I did a walkthrough there last week. I'm amazed at the transformation.
Well, it is going to be a beautiful asset for this campus. It's always been a very important town center, if you will, for OSU. But this facility has been brought up to state of the art. It was, I think, the biggest student union in America before, and I'm confident today it is the best. You can see it just evolving. It should be fully completed by November 1st, although we still will not have done the ballroom and the kitchens that serve it. Those will start over Christmas break and be finished by spring break, I hope. But you can see the great plaza that's being finished between the classroom building and the student union, which I do believe really will be the town square for OSU. So we've had a bit of delay, but the final product is going to be worth it. Mitch Kilcrease and his team have done a great job in leading this effort, and we appreciate Flinco's efforts as our contractor.
Finally, Burns, a lot of excitement around the football program and the success they're having on the gridiron, but other sports are also doing well, in fact, very well.
We really are. Not only are we ranked in the top 10 in football, I think the latest poll is number 6, but yes, our cross-country team, which our men's cross-country have won the national championship 2 years in a row, ousting perennial champion Oregon. They are ranked number 1 in the country. Our women's soccer team is ranked number 2 in the country. They're undefeated. They defeated OU in Norman this past week. And our men's golf team is ranked number 2, and I dare say will be number 1 when it's all over. So it's been a very impressive run for these students and student athletes and their coaches, and we congratulate them.
Burns Hargis is president of Oklahoma State University.